She knows her beauty. She learned from the dragon. She knows her beauty.
Welcome to the Authentic Ecstasy podcast, a place where we explore our innate intimate freedom. And if you've been listening for a while, you'll notice that I've changed my name. I had to pull out the feminine out of it because it's inevitable that people would think that feminine means women and masculine means men. When in reality, it doesn't mean gender. It means forces of the universe inside us all. And my work is opening more and more to men, and I don't want to create that confusion. On the other hand, I've been deep into winter, like I'm sure you all have been. And it's been now 4 months that I haven't come into this podcast, which I love to do. And as I said in my introduction a year ago about the dream I had as a little girl to have a radio station, and in the dark of winter, I felt like my radio station was coming to an end. And this is what it feels like. It's like we die. And to learn how to die, to learn how to let go, to hibernate, is something that our culture has not taught us. We're always chasing something. We're always in production mode. We have to be out there, go-getter. And it's a great loss. Because if we don't do like nature calls us to do, and the bulbs go right on into the dark, how can we listen? How can we allow the new shoots to come fresh in spring? And here I am. I'm back with a new title for my podcast, which I'm delighted, the simplicity of it. And in this darkness of winter, I have revisited the creative process of life, which is continually taking us into cycles that we can use for our own becoming, for our own understanding of what it is to be here, human, connected to the cosmos, to the planet, to our bodies. And in this episode, I want to outline what I have discovered about this creative process. And I'm sure we can all find a way of connecting to those stages. And whether it is that we're going to make an omelette, a book, a podcast, anything that we are in the process of manifesting, of bringing into reality, it somehow falls into these stages, like pregnancy, like a relationship. And the stages I want to outline here is first, the first stage is the preparation. The second stage is frustration. The third is incubation. The fourth is the insight. And the fifth is the manifestation, the coming out. So in these five stages that I'm talking about, each one of us has a different relationship with preparation, with frustration, with incubation, with insight, and with creation, manifesting it out. And let me tell you about these five stages. The first one is preparation, which is the gathering of the information that we're going to need to bring our project into manifestation. And some of us are very good at preparing. Some of us struggle with having the patience to actually go slowly, slowly and look at all the details that it entails to be able to manifest that. The second one is after you've been preparing for a while and things happen or didn't happen the way you wanted them, there is an inevitable stage, which is frustration. And in that stage, we just kind of get into what we say the block. We don't know how to go forward. We don't know if we gathered enough information, if we are ready. And there is an energy, it's like it begins to boil. And that's the point in which we need to go into incubation. We need to put it aside in the back boiler and wait. And how many times you've been writing something or you want to send a message and you get tangled up and you get frustrated and you say, oh, I'm just going to leave it. And you go and take the dog for a walk, you come back and you got exactly fluently what you want to say, what you need to write. So that's the moment that the insight can come. So that lull, that willingness that you need to have to let go, put it aside and wait for the insight to come. And that's what's happened to me in this process of winter, of letting go of doing a weekly podcast and not understanding that is a process. It would be same as planting some carrots on the earth and just saying, okay, I've planted them, I've watered them, they've had some sun. Now, where is the carrot? And going every day to the seed and saying, where is the carrot? Well, the carrot is entered the creative process. And you know, and no farmer will do that to a carrot. It knows and it trusts and it knows so deeply that when the season comes, the carrot will be there. So it's similar to us. And that's why I wanted to share with you this podcast, because it's been profoundly informative for me this winter about this cyclical process that we all go through, seasonal, internally, and it mirrors beautifully the creative process too. So, beloved listeners, glad to be back. And shortly I'll be coming with some exciting interviews, first one being with Dorothy Chitty, who is a sensitive psychic and clairvoyant, and I'm going to be exploring with her what it is like to be able to develop conversations with the intangible, with the unseen, with our higher senses. And there is more exciting podcasts coming up. So stay tuned to the Authentic Ecstasy podcast and we can continue this conversation, which I love to hear your insights, your views, what you think about your own creative process or anything else you want to know. So, beloved listeners, thank you for listening and let's continue walking this journey into our own unique, intimate freedom.